Welcome to Press TV's special coverage of the ongoing onslaught on the Gaza Strip. As we speak to you right now, the death toll stands at 1,032 Palestinians, with over 6,200 injured in the bombardment of the Gaza Strip. We're entering day 21 now. Israel, of course, rejecting a 24-hour truce that Hamas and other resistance movements wanted to propose for the occasion of Eid al-Fitr, as the holy month of Ramadan, the fasting month, comes to an end. Right now, we do know that the pounding of the coastal enclave continues. This as Hamas and other resistance fighter groups have fired retaliatory rockets into Israeli territory. Let's cross over to our correspondent, Ashraf Shadan, to get an update on the situation there. Now, Ashraf, the pounding of the coastal enclave is continuing right now, from what I understand. However, it's not just the dead that concerns the people. It's also the fact that there are so many wounded, so many stigmatized, and so many left homeless.
Yes, Kenny, let's talk about the wounded first. Nearly 6,300 people were wounded, most of them civilians, including hundreds of children, women, and elderly people. And a lot of them suffered from severe wounds and severe injuries due to the Israel's use of internationally banned weapons, and weapons that should only be used against armies. Now, they are not receiving the proper treatment. And out of the 6,300 people who were injured, only 138 exactly managed to leave through the Rafah crossing with Egypt, the Egyptian crossing with Gaza, during the last 20 days. Now, regarding the internally displaced persons, the people who sought refuge, the nearly 150,000 who sought refuge in UNRWA schools and also in the Shifa hospitals and also with friends and families in safer places, there's no Eid al-Fitr for them. There's no holiday for them. You cannot have a holiday. Holidays are for family gatherings, for being at home with your loved ones. So these people do not have homes anymore. And even, let's suppose tomorrow the war ends and peace is restored, supposedly, there is no construction materials to rebuild their homes. There are no crossings open crossings to let in supplies or building materials, and there are no ready built buildings for them or to have shelters to live in. And there's another situation now, traumatized people, not only children. This is the worst case scenario you can imagine. Three wars the children of Gaza have been through. It's a complicated trauma. Now, it's not only the children, even adults. You talk to adults in Gaza, they don't know they don't know what's happening because they cannot protect their children. I spoke to a mother a couple of days ago, and she says, I hope I never had children, so I don't have to worry about them. Another man says, you know, I don't know what to do. You know, there's nothing I can do. You know, I can't protect my children. I don't know where to put them. I don't know where to hide them.
A very harrowing and disturbing situation there, of course. As our correspondent mentioned earlier, if you're 6 years old in Gaza right now, you've lived through three wars waged by Israel on you. Let me cross over to Seattle. Joining us is Rabbi Yisrael David Weiss. He's the Associate Director of the Neturei Karta International. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Rabbi. Now, what do you make of the situation right now, specifically in light of the fact that the Zionist regime continues to wage this war, continues to take away the rights of the Palestinians in the name of Judaism?
Yes, I mean, ironically, this weekend was called Al-Quds Day. And we had our rabbis in tens and tens of cities throughout the United States and the UK and the Europe and in Palestine demonstrating against the occupation from the beginning of the occupation of 1948, because this is a Nakba, this is a rebellion against God, And they speak in the name of Judaism, which is despicable, which is repugnant. There's no words to describe this crime of stealing, killing, maiming. And this was over 66 years. Now we see one more link in this sorrowful chain. There are no words to describe the suffering, that we are ashamed, that we have tears left in our eyes. My rabbis, my colleagues, have been for the last over 2 weeks now traveling the world, making demonstrations in Manhattan, which is close to our community. We have been there almost every day, or I can say every day in front of the United Nations, and sometimes with thousands of people yelling and pleading with the leaders of the world to understand this is not a religious conflict, that you can give condone the Zionist occupation and permit them to do what they are doing. This has to be understood in its context, that it is a war against religion, against godliness, because the Torah, Judaism, forbids having a Jewish state and killing and stealing and occupying a people, and universally, Torah true Jews have opposed it from day one in July 16, 1947, which is in the time of this terrible attack on Gaza. In 1947, the same day, July 16th, 1947, the chief rabbi of Palestine, Rabbi Dushinsky, pleaded with the United Nations that we do not want a Jewish state in any part of Palestine. This is Judaism. We as Jews cry, we suffer with the Palestinian people and the people of Gaza. We are there in the streets. I flew to Seattle, Washington this weekend, and last week we were, I was in Ottawa, we were in Chicago, in Washington, D.C. My colleagues were in Washington, D.C. by the White House this weekend. We are all over pleading with the world to awaken from this stupor, to awaken from this, that they were being ensnared by the Zionists into their false portrayal that they have to protect from the enemies of the Jews called the Palestinian people. This is despicable. The Muslim nation as a whole and the people of Palestine were our friends. And as history shows, in the Muslim countries, we had a safe haven throughout our trials and tribulations. What they are doing by portraying the people of Palestine and the Jewish people as enemies is false. And that is the only reason that they're being ignored in what they're doing, and they're getting support from the West. When the world sees that they are being conned, they will stop this oppression, this attack, this ruthless attack on the people of Gaza.
Let me just,
the people of Gaza. We cannot bear.
Right. Let me just bring in Mr. Mark Glenn. He's an author and journalist, and he joins us via Skype from Idaho. Mr. Glenn, thank you for joining us here on Press TV as well. Now, we've also heard the Israeli Prime Minister admitting that the high number of casualties of civilians, children, women in Gaza is going to cost Tel Aviv dearly in the world public opinion. Do you think this is an admission on the part of Netanyahu that the atrocities have reached such a level that they cannot be whitewashed anymore?
Well, I think that Netanyahu is getting exactly what he wanted. I don't think that he's in the least bit worried about what world opinion is concerning Israel, because he basically has, this is a case of mission accomplished. He has rallied the pro-Israel Jewish community around him now worldwide. They are out in the streets, they are celebrating, they are bringing their lawn chairs to the border with Gaza with their beer and their whiskey and their potato chips, and they're watching the carnage taking place. So I don't think that Netanyahu is in the least bit concerned about world opinion. If he were concerned about what world opinion is towards Israel, he would have noted years ago, at least with the beginning of the first Obama administration, that things have changed, that people have gotten sick of all of these wars around the world for Israel's benefit, and he would have at least toned down the rhetoric for war against Iran, war against Syria, all of these things. So you're dealing with somebody here who is, he really is on autopilot in many respects. He doesn't characterize the opinion of the Gentiles to be anything, because this is Israel. This is the nation which he believes God created and protected.